You don't need another big goal to feel good about yourself. What you need is something that actually works. Something that helps you stay consistent, even when life gets messy. Most people start strong, get excited, write down goals, make plans, and then nothing. The same cycle repeats. They feel like a failure, not because they didn't want it, but because they never had a system that kept them on track. Here's the truth. Goals sound nice, but they don't hold you up when you're tired, stressed, or overwhelmed. Systems do. A good system makes your life easier. It helps you move forward without having to think about it every minute. It doesn't rely on motivation. It runs on action. This audiobook isn't about hype. It's about showing you how to build a life that works for you. Real habits, real structure, real change. If you're tired of starting over, this will help you finally move forward for good. Chapter 1. Choose actions that match the life you want. You don't get the life you want by waiting around for it. You get it by making daily decisions that point in that direction. You get it by choosing actions that line up with the person you want to become. That's where it all begins. You don't need a giant plan. You don't need the perfect opportunity. What you need is to ask yourself, what kind of life do I really want? And then make sure what you do today matches that. Most people say they want a better life, but their actions tell a different story. They say they want to be healthy, but their choices are built around comfort and convenience. They say they want to be wealthy, but they waste time every day and avoid hard work. They say they want peace, but they fill their mind with negativity and noise. You don't get what you want by talking about it. You get what you want by proving it through your behavior. That's the difference between people who grow and people who stay stuck. Growth is not about setting goals and then hoping something magical happens. Growth is about building a life that reflects your values. Every little choice you make adds up. You either choose the action that fits your future or the one that keeps you in the past. And you're choosing every single day, whether you realize it or not. So the question is, do your actions match the life you say you want? You see, systems matter more than goals. A goal is something you write down once. A system is something you live every day. A goal says, I want to be fit. A system says, I work out every morning. A goal says, I want to be financially free. A system says, I invest a little every week and spend wisely. A goal is a wish. A system is proof. The person who builds a system doesn't have to hope things will change. They make sure of it. That's why systems win. Because they are based on your daily decisions, not big declarations, not hype. Just consistent behavior that keeps stacking up. So if you want to change your life, don't start with a dream. Start with your next move. Ask yourself, what does a better life require from me right now? If you want peace, maybe you stop reaching for your phone first thing in the morning. If you want strength, maybe you stop making excuses for skipping the gym. If you want success, maybe you stop waiting to feel ready and just begin. Don't overthink it. Start small. But start aligned. You don't have to do everything at once. You just have to do the right thing next. It's not about intensity. It's about direction. When your actions match the life you want, progress becomes automatic. You don't need to force it. You just need to keep doing the work. It's not going to be easy every day. Some days you'll be tired. Some days you'll feel like giving up. But that's when you go back to this truth. If I really want it, I have to live like it. Not talk about it. Not wait for it. Live like it. The problem is, most people live in two separate worlds. One world is their imagination. That's where they see the life they want. The second world is their habits. That's where they live every day. And if those two worlds don't match, frustration builds. You feel stuck, because you've built routines around the wrong identity. Change doesn't come from wanting something new, it comes from doing something new. You don't need better ideas, you need better patterns. You don't need more inspiration, you need better systems. And those systems start with choosing actions that reflect the life you want, not the life you're trying to escape. Start with your morning. Is it built with purpose or reaction? Do you start your day on your terms, or do you let the outside world decide your mood? What you do in the first hour of your day tells you a lot about how serious you are about building a better life. Then look at your time. How much of your day is spent on things that actually move you forward, not things that keep you busy, not distractions that feel productive? I mean actions that align with your highest priorities. If the answer is not much, then you're not on the right system yet, and it's time to change that. Now think about your energy. Who are you spending it on? Where does it go? If most of your energy is going towards stress, scrolling, comparison, or people who drain you, you've got to take that back, because without energy, even the best system won't work. Protect your focus like it matters, because it does. Your energy, your time, your habits, those are your tools. Use them wisely. When they're aligned with who you want to become, you don't need to chase motivation. You just keep showing up. You stay steady. And over time, things begin to shift. This is how people change. Not by setting a big goal at the start of the year, but by deciding every single day to live like their future matters. You don't wait until life is perfect. You build better days, one action at a time. That's where power comes from. Daily alignment. You don't need to control the outcome. You need to control the process. The outcome will take care of itself when the process is strong. So ask yourself right now, what do I do every day? What do I do every week? What do I keep doing even when nobody's watching? That's your system. And that system is either building your future or blocking it. If you want to be proud of your life, you have to be proud of your behavior. If you want to feel in control, you have to take control of the things that shape you, your choices, your habits, your routines. And the truth is, you already know the difference between what's helping and what's hurting. You just have to be honest enough to admit it and strong enough to change it. You don't need more time, you need more direction. You don't need to feel ready, you need to start doing. Because once your life becomes a reflection of your system, you don't have to worry about motivation. You wake up with purpose. You go to bed with progress. Choose actions that match the life you want, not once, every day. Make it your standard. Make it non-negotiable. And when life throws chaos your way, and it will, your system will hold you steady, because you're not reacting to life anymore. System alter, energy levels, your system, you will truly become your life. Because you're not you're building it, brick by brick, step by step. You don't rise to the level of your dreams, you fall to the level of your system. And that system is built by what you repeat. Not what you say, not what you plan, what you repeat. So build it wisely, live it daily, and never forget, your system is your real future in motion. You either design it with intention, or you drift into someone else's plan. And that's the real cost of not choosing your actions wisely. The life you want is not far away. It's built into what you do next. So make that next move count. Make it reflect your values, make it reflect your standard, make it reflect your future. Because once your actions and your vision start matching, you don't just wish for change, you live it. Every day. And that, my friend, is how you build a life worth being proud of. Chapter 2. Build patterns that feel natural, not forced, daily. You don't need to force your way into a better life. That's the mistake most people make. They try to build change on pressure and willpower, and eventually they crash. If your habits don't feel natural, you won't stick with them. And if you can't stick with something, it won't change anything. That's why real transformation starts with building patterns that fit who you are, where you are, and how you live right now. Not some perfect version of you, not some future idea of who you should be, the real you today. When you force habits that don't feel right, you build resistance. Every day becomes a battle, and soon you start avoiding the work. Not because you're lazy, but because it doesn't feel like you. It feels like someone else's plan. That's the hidden reason most people fail. They're trying to live someone else's discipline, not their own. They copy what worked for someone on the internet or in a book without ever asking, "Does this actually work for me?" You have to stop making your system feel like punishment. That's not sustainable. A good system should feel like you're giving something to your life, not taking something away. When you design your patterns around who you are, you create ease. And with ease comes flow. And with flow comes consistency. That's what matters most, not how hard you go, but how long you can keep going. The people who succeed long term don't rely on hype or huge bursts of effort. They rely on rhythm. They know their limits. They know their strengths. And they build around them, not against them. You don't need to wake up at 4 a.m. if your mind works better at night. You don't need to read 10 books a month if you gain more from deep reflection. You don't need to journal every hour if that's not how you think. There is no single rule. What matters is finding what fits you and repeating it. If it's not sustainable, it's not useful. This is where self-awareness becomes powerful. Not emotional talk, but clear understanding. What energizes you? What drains you? What helps you think clearly? What throws you off track? If you don't understand your own patterns, you'll keep forcing ones that don't fit, and that's how you burn out. Start by observing your current behavior without judgment, not to criticize it, but to learn from it. When do you feel most focused? What part of your day do you waste the most? What's one thing you do every day without effort? That's your starting point. Take what's already working and build around it. If you naturally enjoy walking in the evening, turn that into thinking time or gratitude reflection. If you like silence in the morning, protect that space and use it for planning or deep work. If you already drink coffee at a certain time, use that as a trigger to review your day or check in with your habits. You don't always need to add more. Sometimes you just need to attach meaning to what's already there. The goal isn't to create a perfect schedule. The goal is to create a pattern that pulls you forward instead of pushing you down. When a system fits, it feels light. It feels like support. And that feeling keeps you showing up, even when you're tired, even when you're stressed, even when life gets messy. Because it's part of your identity now, not a task but a pattern of living. And here's the truth. Change doesn't happen when you do something big once. It happens when you do something small enough to repeat, day after day. You don't need your system to be impressive. You need it to be real. If all you can manage is 10 minutes of focus a day, start there. If all you can stick to is one good meal instead of three, begin with that. If the only quiet moment you have is before bed, use it. The key is not perfection. It's emotional alignment. When your habits feel right, they don't feel like a chore. They feel like self-respect. You start looking forward to them, not because they're easy, but because they match your values. And when your actions line up with your values, your confidence grows. Not because someone praised you, but because you're living in harmony with what you believe. It's also important to recognize that patterns evolve. What works now might not work 6 months from now, and that's okay. The system is not fixed. You are not fixed. You're allowed to grow. In fact, you must grow. But growth doesn't mean abandoning everything. It means adjusting, tuning, improving without breaking your rhythm. Maybe you add a new habit slowly. Maybe you drop one that doesn't serve you anymore. Maybe you shift your schedule to fit a new chapter of life. That's not weakness, that's intelligence, the ability to stay flexible while staying committed. That's what makes a system last. Don't confuse structure with pressure. You can have structure without guilt. You can have discipline without stress. The best systems don't trap you, they free you. They give you clarity, not confusion. They make your life easier, not harder. If your current habits feel like a burden, you need to redesign them. Not quit, just reshape. Start thinking in terms of anchors. What are the actions that ground you during the day? What helps you feel centered? It could be a morning stretch, a moment of quiet before your work, a daily check-in with yourself, a phone-free evening walk. These small anchors matter more than you think. They create rhythm, and rhythm keeps you stable when everything else around you feels unpredictable. And let's be honest, life is not always stable. You're going to have bad days. You're going to lose focus. You're going to feel off. But if your patterns are built around who you are, you'll always come back to them. Not because you're forcing it, but because it feels like home. That's what a strong system does. It brings you back to center. You don't need motivation every day. You don't need energy every day. You just need a pattern that can catch you when life throws you off. That's the power of building something natural. It holds you, even when you're not at your best. This is how you create momentum that lasts. Not by copying someone else's morning routine. Not by forcing new habits every week. But by understanding who you are and building around it with care, clarity, and commitment. Your life deserves that kind of respect. Don't build systems to impress people. Build them to protect your peace. Build them to support your health. Build them to sharpen your focus. Build them to carry you through days when your willpower is gone. That's the long game. If it feels fake, you'll drop it. If it feels like punishment, you'll run from it. But if it feels like you, if it makes sense to your life, you'll keep going. That's what matters. You want to live better? Then live with more intention. Choose routines that honor who you are becoming. Don't rush it. Don't force it. Just build it day by day, pattern by pattern, until your habits are no longer something you do, they become who you are. And once that happens, you no longer have to fight for discipline. You no longer need to chase success. You've become the kind of person who lives with purpose. And the results? They take care of themselves. That's the quiet power of building patterns that feel natural, not forced. They stay with you, they grow with you, and over time, they create a life you're proud to live.
Chapter 3. Remove pressure by focusing only on today. Most people carry too much weight in their mind. They think about everything all at once, their future, their past, their mistakes, their dreams, their deadlines. They try to fix their entire life in one moment. And that kind of pressure doesn't help. It crushes. It makes you feel behind. It makes you feel like you'll never catch up. And the truth is, you don't have to carry all that. You just have to deal with today. You can't live 3 years from now. You can't solve next month's problem today. You can't undo yesterday. The only thing you can truly work with is the moment you're in. And that moment doesn't need to be filled with pressure, it needs to be filled with presence. When you stop trying to solve your whole life and start focusing on what matters right now, your mind calms down, you feel less stuck, less overwhelmed, because you're no longer chasing everything. You're doing one thing that matters. That's how people begin to take real control of their life. Not by having every answer, but by learning how to handle today better. When you make today strong, tomorrow becomes lighter. When you show up fully now, your future starts to shift. But it starts with narrowing your focus. Stop trying to live in multiple directions at once. That's where anxiety lives. That's where guilt grows. That's where comparison steals your energy. What you need to ask yourself is simple. What can I take care of today? Not in theory, not in a dream, but in your actual life. If you're trying to become healthier, don't think about the entire year ahead. Just ask, what's one healthy choice I can make today? If you're trying to manage your money better, don't worry about building wealth overnight. Focus on one small decision today that respects your finances. If you're trying to rebuild confidence, don't wait for a perfect version of yourself. Do one thing today that makes you proud. One day, one choice, one step. You take away the pressure when you stop stacking unrealistic expectations on your shoulders. You don't have to be everything. You just have to be honest. If your day is heavy, do what you can. If your energy is low, give what you have. It's not about doing everything perfectly, it's about showing up and doing something intentionally. And that's the shift that frees people. When they stop judging their progress by how far they still have to go, and start honoring what they did today, progress is not always obvious. It's not always loud, but it's always real when it's consistent. The key is consistency, without pressure. That's what builds trust in yourself. Some people don't move forward because they're too focused on what they haven't done. They wake up already feeling behind, and that creates stress before the day even starts. The cure for that feeling is presence. You don't fix your life by overthinking it, you fix your life by doing what today needs from you. That's enough. And when you start focusing on today, something powerful happens. You start noticing what you've been missing. You hear your own thoughts more clearly. You feel your own emotions without judgment. You recognize the little choices that add up. You start living, not just reacting. People talk about stress like it's something they can't control. But most of that stress comes from stacking too many thoughts too far ahead. When you simplify your focus, you simplify your emotions. The more you try to control everything, the more powerless you feel. But when you accept that all you need to do is give your best to this one day, pressure starts to fade. You don't have to rush your growth. You don't have to fix everything at once. You just have to build a steady rhythm. A rhythm that helps you feel grounded. And the best way to build that rhythm is to live by the day. The day you're in is the only one you can work with. Make it count. That doesn't mean you have to do everything. It means you choose the few things that matter, and you do them with intention. A short walk, a calm conversation, a focused work session, a simple meal, a break to breathe. These are not small things. They're the foundation of a steady life. When you live with too much pressure, you start seeing every mistake as a failure. You start thinking if you slip once, it's over. But if you're only focused on today, that pressure disappears. Because you're not trying to live perfectly. You're just trying to live honestly. You're not asking for perfection. You're asking for presence. And that is always within your reach. Some people have good systems, but they still feel stuck. Not because they're doing the wrong things, but because they expect too much too soon. They want results before they've built rhythm. They want change before they've built consistency. But the truth is, results come when you earn them day by day. It's not about speed, it's about strength. Can you stay with your system when nobody's watching? Can you trust the process even when it feels slow? That's what matters. And you don't answer that with words. You answer that with action. What you choose today tells the story. So ask yourself, what are you chasing that's outside of today? What are you worrying about that's stealing your energy? What can you let go of so that your mind can breathe? You're allowed to be focused without being upset. You're allowed to care deeply without carrying the weight of the world. You're allowed to move forward without rushing. That's how you find peace inside progress. That's how you stay calm while building a better life. And here's the truth, when you simplify your focus, you gain more clarity. You stop getting pulled in five directions. You stop second-guessing yourself. You stop comparing your journey to someone else's highlight reel. Because now you're paying attention to your own road. You're walking it step by step. Most people overestimate what they can do in 1 week, and they underestimate what they can do in 1 year of steady effort. The goal isn't to burn out, the goal is to stay in the game. And the only way to stay in the game is to take the pressure off and make the day count. You want to become someone stronger, someone wiser, someone more disciplined. Then do what that person would do today. You don't need to do everything they would ever do. Just the next right thing. That's enough. When you focus on today, you stop carrying guilt from yesterday. You stop fearing what might happen tomorrow. You begin to respect the space you're in. You begin to feel more grounded, more alive, more in control. Because control doesn't come from knowing the future. It comes from being fully present in the moment you're in. This is your space to work. This is your time to grow. Not someday, this day. And if today doesn't go as planned, you try again tomorrow. That's it. No shame. No drama. Just reset. Restart. Recommit. This is how you stay free. You don't let pressure trap you in impossible standards. You remind yourself, I am building something real. And real things take time. You're not weak for moving slow. You're strong for moving forward. You're not lazy for needing rest. You're wise for honoring your energy. You're not broken for having hard days. You're human for feeling them. So take a deep breath. Slow down your mind. Look at the hours ahead. What can you do with them? What will bring you a step closer to the person you're becoming? That's what matters. Not what they expect. Not what they think. What you choose. Make today light enough to carry. Strong enough to build. Clear enough to guide you. And let go of everything else. This is your time. Don't waste it worrying about a future you haven't lived yet. Focus only on today. And watch your life begin to change.
Chapter 4. Set up systems that calm your overwhelmed mind. When your mind feels overloaded, nothing feels clear. It becomes hard to think, hard to focus, and even harder to take action. You're not weak for feeling this way. You're not broken. You're human. Life moves fast. Expectations pile up. Distractions surround you. But you don't have to stay stuck in that state. You can take back control, not by doing more, but by setting up systems that take the pressure off your brain and give you a way to breathe. An overwhelmed mind doesn't need more motivation. It needs less chaos. It needs clarity. And that clarity doesn't just appear. You have to build it. You have to create simple routines that reduce the number of decisions you make every day. The more your actions are decided ahead of time, the less stress you carry. That's the value of a system. It's a plan you can lean on when your emotions are loud and your thoughts are scattered. When your mind is calm, your thinking becomes sharper. You don't waste energy deciding what to do next. You already know that mental clarity allows you to focus on what matters without getting stuck in loops of doubt or distraction. A calm mind isn't passive. It's powerful.
It helps you act from intention instead of reaction. Think about this: how much of your daily stress comes from scrambling to catch up, figure things out, manage responsibilities, and deal with unexpected issues. Now imagine if just a few of those things were taken care of ahead of time. How different would your day feel if your meals were already planned, your top three tasks were already set, and your calendar was already organized? You wouldn't have to start your day in a rush. You wouldn't have to spend so much time deciding. You'd just begin, and that beginning would come with calm instead of panic. That's the power of a system. It frees up space in your mind so you can focus on living, not surviving. Start simple. Don't try to build a perfect routine overnight. That only adds more pressure. Instead, identify the things that stress you out the most. Is it your schedule, your health, your finances, your productivity? Choose one area and design a small system to reduce the mental load. For example, if mornings are chaotic, create a short morning flow. Wake up, stretch, drink water, review your top task, and begin. Keep it simple and repeatable. The goal is not to impress anyone, it's to protect your peace. Your system should work for you, not against you. It should make your day smoother, not more complicated. If something feels forced or heavy, simplify it, make it lighter, make it realistic. You want to feel supported, not suffocated. You'll notice that once you have a system in place, you stop relying on willpower. You don't need to constantly push yourself, because your environment is doing some of the work for you. Your habits carry you, your structure holds you up, and in that structure, you find freedom, not restriction. It's not about being strict with yourself, it's about being kind to yourself. A calm mind doesn't come from controlling everything. It comes from letting go of what doesn't matter and creating patterns for what does. It comes from deciding once and living from that decision daily. That's what a system gives you, a steady path through the noise. One powerful way to calm your mind is to limit how many decisions you make each day. Decision fatigue is real. The more choices you face, the more exhausted your brain becomes. When you reduce that load, you protect your mental energy. So start deciding things in advance. Plan your meals for the week. Choose your work hours. Set times for rest. Decide your daily priorities the night before. These small decisions add up to a more peaceful day. Another helpful system is time blocking. Not strict scheduling, but giving your mind clarity on when to focus and when to rest. If your entire day is a blur of tasks with no structure, your brain never gets to fully switch on or off. But when you say this hour is for deep work, this one is for a walk, this one is for a break, you give your mind space to function better, and don't forget to build in time for stillness. Your mind can't process everything if it's always active. You need time to sit with your thought, to breathe without checking your phone, to reflect. Even 5 minutes of quiet can reset your mental state. Create a system for that, a set time each day when you unplug. It might not seem like much, but those moments are where clarity returns. Many people believe that high performers are always working, always moving, always grinding. But the truth is, those who succeed over the long run are the ones who protect their mind. They rest before they're exhausted. They prepare before their panic. They build systems not to do more, but to feel better while doing what matters. If you constantly feel behind, you don't need to move faster. You need a better structure. That feeling of being behind is often a sign that your system isn't working for your current life. And that's okay. Systems can change. You can adjust. But you have to stop expecting your mind to carry everything without support. Even the strongest minds get tired. It's not weakness to simplify, it's wisdom. The strongest people don't make life harder than it needs to. They build systems that support them through hard times. Systems that help them return to focus when they get distracted. systems that remind them of what matters when everything feels overwhelming. A good system can be as simple as writing your thoughts down before bed to clear your mind, or prepping your clothes the night before to avoid stress in the morning, or having a reset hour every Sunday to check in with yourself. These are not big tasks, but they give your mind room to breathe. When your mind is overwhelmed, even small decisions can feel like heavy choices. That's why preparation matters. That's why routine matters. The more you set up in advance, the more energy you have for what's important. You want to use your mind for creativity, problem solving, connection, not constantly putting out fires. And here's something to remember: your system should fit your season of life. What worked for you 6 months ago might not work now. If you've gone through change, stress, or growth, adjust your system. You're not meant to stay the same. Don't force yourself into a routine that no longer serves you. Build one that matches who you are now. There's no prize for doing things the hard way. If your mind feels heavy, that's a signal, not a sign of failure, a message. It's saying you need to slow down, create structure, and clear some mental space. Don't ignore it. Respond with intention. Sometimes, all it takes is a 10-minute evening reset to look ahead at the next day. Sometimes it's organizing your space so you don't lose time in chaos. Sometimes it's creating a personal rule like no screens after 9 p.m. to improve your sleep. Each piece adds to your calm. Each decision helps your mind feel less burdened. You deserve to feel calm in your own life. You deserve to wake up without panic. You deserve to go to bed without spinning thoughts. And you don't get there by pushing harder. You get there by setting up systems that make your day feel lighter, smoother, and more predictable. That's what true self-respect looks like. You don't just push through the storm. You build shelter. You don't just survive the chaos. You reduce it. You don't just fight your overwhelmed mind. You create space for it to rest. Your peace is not a luxury. It's a necessity. And the more systems you build to support it, the stronger you become. Start with one area, one system, one adjustment, then keep going. Build a life that doesn't leave you drained. Build a rhythm that lets your mind breathe. And most of all, trust that it's possible. Because once your mind is calm, everything else becomes easier to handle. One system at a time. One clear decision at a time. That's how you take back control. That's how you build a life that feels lighter, inside and
out. Chapter 5. Stop chasing outcomes and fix what you repeat. Most people spend their lives chasing results. They get excited about the finish line, the reward, the applause. They imagine the new job, the perfect body, the better income, the approval they've always wanted. But what they don't see is this. Results don't just appear. They are built, not by dreaming bigger or trying harder, but by consistently repeating better habits. If your life isn't changing, it's not because you're not dreaming enough. It's because you keep repeating the same patterns every day and expecting something new to happen. You don't rise to your intentions. You fall to your repetitions. When you get stuck chasing outcomes, you miss the real work. You get lost in fantasy and forget about the reality you live in each day. You start to measure your worth by what hasn't happened yet. You feel like a failure for not being there yet. But success doesn't come from thinking about the outcome all day. It comes from getting serious about your actions. It comes from paying attention to what you repeat when nobody is watching. The things you do on autopilot are shaping your life far more than the things you plan. The habits you allow, the routines you follow, the standards you accept, those are the things that build or break your future. You can want better results, but if your system stays the same, your life will too. Every day is a vote for the kind of life you're building. You vote with your actions, not your wishes. You vote with what you repeat. That's why the first step isn't to chase an outcome.
The first step is to slow down and look at what you're doing over and over again. Ask yourself, what are the things I repeat every day without thinking? What do I do when I'm tired, bored, or distracted? What do I keep doing that I know isn't helping me? Maybe it's how you start your day, rushing into distractions. Maybe it's how you talk to yourself, negatively and with doubt. Maybe it's how you eat, spend money, scroll through your phone, avoid work, delay rest, or give your time to things that give you nothing back. These repetitions matter more than the goals you've written down, because they're real. They're the behaviors that shape your mindset, your energy, and your direction. If your habits are weak, your outcomes will always disappoint you. Even if you get the result for a moment, you won't keep it. That's why so many people hit a goal and then fall back. They never fixed the behavior behind it. They reached something they weren't built to hold. That's not progress. That's temporary change. Lasting change starts when you stop focusing on the finish line and start fixing the things you repeat every single day. You can't skip this step. You can't cheat the process. You have to become the person who lives differently, not just thinks differently. This is where most people give up, because fixing what you repeat takes honesty. It takes patience. It takes the willingness to admit that some of your routines are not helping you. But that's where freedom is. In the moment you say, "I'm not going to keep doing this," that moment is powerful. It's not dramatic. It's not loud. It's a quiet decision to move in a new direction, one behavior at a time. You don't need to overhaul your life. You just need to become aware of your patterns and commit to changing one of them. Pick the one that's hurting you the most, the one that drains your energy, wastes your time, breaks your focus, or keeps you stuck in guilt. Don't just try harder. Replace it. Don't try to avoid your habits with willpower. Build better ones that make the old ones irrelevant. If you keep trying to stop scrolling, replace that time with something that fills you. If you keep skipping workouts, create a routine that starts with one simple movement you enjoy. If you keep eating out of stress, build a pause before your reaction and name what you're really feeling. You're not weak because you repeat the wrong thing. You're just not aware yet of how much power your patterns hold. But when you start shifting your behaviors, even slightly, your results will follow. Focus on one daily upgrade, one repeatable action that replaces the old loop. It doesn't have to be big. It just has to be consistent, because repetition builds identity. The more you repeat something, the more normal it becomes. And once it's normal, it becomes automatic. That's how change becomes permanent, not from bursts of motivation, but from patterns that become part of your daily rhythm. You have to look at your life like a system, not a series of isolated goals. What you do once doesn't define you. What you do every day does. And the more honest you are about your current behavior, the faster you can improve it. Don't waste your energy obsessing about results. Use that energy to rebuild your system. Ask yourself at the end of each day, not what did I achieve, but what did I repeat? Did I act in a way that supports who I'm becoming? Did I move in the direction I say I want? Or did I fall back into the same patterns that have been keeping me stuck? Those are the questions that matter. Because once you understand your habits, you have the power to shape your outcome. You no longer feel confused about why things aren't changing. You know exactly why. And from that place of clarity, you can finally make decisions that move you forward. It's time to stop treating results like the goal. The real goal is behavior change. Results are just a side effect. If you want something real, then you have to start acting like someone who builds, not just dreams. This means doing the right thing when nobody's asking, showing up for yourself even when it's inconvenient, making the boring small choices that nobody celebrates. That's what creates separation. That's what sets people apart. Not talent, not luck, not luck, not knowledge. Repetition. When you commit to fixing what you repeat, you take ownership. You stop blaming distractions, circumstances, or other people. You take back your power by changing your action. That shift moves you from waiting to leading, from drifting to deciding. One of the most important realizations you can have is that every system in your life is either helping or hurting you. There is no neutral. The way you think, eat, work, sleep, speak, and react, it's either moving you closer to your potential or away from it. So take responsibility for what you allow to repeat. Take responsibility for what you let slide, and start replacing the things that drain you with actions that build you. This process is not fast, it's not flashy, but it is real, and it works. You are not stuck because of one big problem, you're stuck because of small patterns that haven't been challenged. Once you recognize them, you can break them, you can rewrite them, you can create new loops that pull you toward something better, without the constant stress of chasing results. You'll know you're changing when your life starts to feel different, even before the results appear. When you feel calmer, when your confidence grows, when you stop doubting yourself every time things get hard. That's the shift. That's the payoff of fixing what you repeat. So from now on, stop asking how can I reach the outcome, and start asking what do I keep doing every day. Because your actions today are creating your future, even if you don't feel it yet. It's not about more goals, it's about better systems, not about doing more things, but doing the right things more often. That's how you build a better life. That's how you finally move forward, with strength, clarity and real control. One honest decision, one simple action, repeated until it becomes who you are.
Chapter 6. Train your brain to crave daily small wins. Your brain responds to what you reward. It pays attention to patterns. It remembers what felt good, what felt safe, what gave relief, what brought comfort. Over time, those moments begin to shape what you chase every day. Most people don't realize they've trained their brain to crave things that keep them stuck, like constant distraction, short-term comfort, or quick validation. But the truth is, you can retrain your mind. You can teach it to respond differently. You can make progress feel better than escape. You can condition yourself to crave growth instead of delay. And the best way to start is by stacking small wins every single day. Small wins matter because they're real, they're within reach, they're the quiet proof that you're capable of showing up and doing something meaningful. And when you start seeing yourself follow through on anything, no matter how small, it creates a shift in how you think, feel, and act. You begin to like who you are becoming. You start trusting yourself more, and that's when your mindset changes. Not because you accomplished something big, but because you kept a promise to yourself today. The problem is, most people wait for big results before they feel proud. They wait for some breakthrough or milestone before they allow themselves to feel progress. But your brain can't survive on delayed rewards forever. If your only motivation comes from massive wins, you'll burn out before you ever get there. You need daily evidence that you're moving forward, and small wins give you that. When you start training your brain to look for small victories, your life changes. Suddenly, finishing your morning routine becomes a win. Drinking water becomes a win. Saying no to something that drains you becomes a win. Reading for 5 minutes, walking outside, getting to bed on time, all become moments where you proved something to yourself. And when you stack enough of those, your confidence becomes real. Not because someone clapped for you, but because you followed through. This is not about lowering your standards. It's about building your momentum. Every time you complete something small, you get a little shot of clarity, a little lift of energy, a little reminder that progress is happening. And the more you repeat that, the more your brain wants to feel it again. You begin to build a reward system around growth instead of escape. You start looking forward to doing the right thing, because now it brings satisfaction, not stress. You're not forcing yourself, you're reinforcing yourself. But to make this work, you have to pay attention to the structure of your day. Don't just hope for small wins. Build them in. Make them easy to reach.
Give yourself 2 or 3 things every day that you know you can complete with focus. These should not be overwhelming. They should be practical, clear, and tied to the life you want to live. And every time you finish one, pause for a moment. Recognize it. Not with a reward, but with reflection. Let yourself feel the power of completion. That moment of "I said I would, and I did." That feeling trains your mind to seek it again. You're not just doing a task, you're teaching your brain what success feels like in your real life. The biggest mistake people make is ignoring their wins. They move from one task to the next without pausing. And when you do that, your brain doesn't get the reward, it only gets the pressure. Over time, that pressure builds frustration. You stop enjoying the process. You start resenting the work. You wonder why nothing feels satisfying. It's not because you're failing, it's because you're not celebrating progress in a healthy way. Start keeping a simple daily record. One page, one list. Write down your wins, however small. Not for productivity, for proof. Proof that you're growing, that you're not standing still. That today meant something. Maybe you stayed calm in a conversation that normally triggers you. That's a win. Maybe you finished a task you've been putting off. That's a win. Maybe you stopped yourself from falling into an old pattern. That counts too. These wins may seem small, but they are the roots of a stronger mindset, because every time you complete something positive, you're reinforcing the belief that you're the kind of person who follows through. That belief, once strong, becomes unstoppable. And remember, this is a training process. Your brain isn't wired overnight. It takes time to shift what it pays attention to. But the more often you create wins, the faster it learns. And when it starts craving progress, discipline becomes easier, focus becomes sharper, motivation becomes more stable. Now, this doesn't mean you'll never have off days. You will. That's part of the process. But when your mind is trained to seek progress, even your off days become less destructive. You don't spiral. You don't give up. You simply return to your win. That's the difference between those who grow and those who give up. It's not talent. It's not intensity. It's consistencies, built on small, meaningful victories. Don't wait until everything is perfect. Don't wait until you feel ready. Don't wait until the conditions are ideal. Start creating wins today, even if it's just one. Start with something simple. Make your bed. Write one sentence. Finish one task. Take a short walk. Send one important message. Whatever moves your life forward, even slightly, do it and let it count. You don't need big wins to believe in yourself. You need repeated wins. You need to prove to your brain that progress feels good, that action brings relief, that growth is possible even in small steps. You can build an entire life on small wins, a strong relationship, a successful career, a peaceful mind, a healthy body. It all starts with what you do daily, not what you plan once a year. This also means staying present. If you're always focused on what you haven't done yet, you miss the value of what you did do. And when you ignore your effort, your brain doesn't register the gain. You feel like you're never doing enough, even when you are. That's not just unfair, it's destructive. So be fair to yourself. Recognize your effort. Train your brain to appreciate it. Let it become familiar with progress. Let it feel good about forward motion. This isn't self-indulgence. This is psychology. Your mind needs evidence. Give it that. Build habits around tracking progress. Morning reviews, evening check-ins, weekly resets, whatever works for you. But make it real. Don't just think about your win. Record them. Speak them out loud. Share them with someone who understands. Bring them into the light. The more attention you give to the good, the stronger it becomes. And once this becomes part of your system, you'll notice something powerful. You'll start moving faster with less pressure. not because you're forcing yourself, but because you're flowing with momentum. You want the next win. You're not dreading the work. You're curious about what you can do next. That mindset is not a gift. It's a skill. A skill built on repetition. A skill built on creating wins and letting your brain enjoy them. Over time, this becomes your new normal. You no longer crave distraction. You crave discipline. You no longer seek escape. You seek progress. And the best part, you don't need to rely on hype or external praise. You're not chasing some dramatic transformation. You're building one from the inside out. Quietly, steadily, through actions that make you feel strong, focused and grounded. This is how you train your brain to crave small wins. Not by trying harder, but by thinking smarter, by making progress feel rewarding, by creating daily proof that you're moving in the right direction. Don't wait to be proud of yourself. Be proud of what you're doing today. Be proud of the effort you give. Be proud of the habits you're forming. Be proud of the small wins that no one sees but you, bit. Because those are the wins that count the most. Those are the wins that shape your future. And once your brain is trained to crave them, you don't just reach success. You live in it every single day. Chapter 7. Change what you do not, how you feel. Most people wait until they feel better before they take action. They wait to feel confident before they speak up. They wait to feel motivated before they start working. They wait to feel ready before they commit. But waiting to feel right doesn't change your life. What changes your life is doing the right thing, even when you don't feel like it. Because feelings are not reliable. They change with weather, sleep, conversations, and random thoughts. If you let your emotions decide your actions, you'll keep spinning in circles. But if you take action first, your emotions eventually catch up. That's how you build real change, by moving, not by waiting. Too many people live in emotional loops. They say, "I don't feel like doing it," and so they don't. But then they feel worse for not doing it. So they try to feel better first. They look for comfort, distraction, escape. But comfort doesn't produce change. Comfort keeps you stuck. The only way out of that loop is action. And not just any action. Action that reflects who you want to become. Not how you currently feel. If you're tired, show up anyway. If you're anxious, do one thing that brings you calm. If you're unmotivated, complete a task that matters. If you feel low, move your body. These are not just tasks, they are decisions that separate you from your emotions. You are not your feelings. You are the person who decides what to do with them. Waiting to feel better is one of the most dangerous habits you can build, because it trains your brain to believe that your emotions are in control, that you are powerless unless your mood is right, that you can't be productive unless you feel inspired. But you are not here to live under the control of your feelings. You're here to build discipline, and discipline begins the moment you act in a way that honors your values, not your current emotions. Every time you choose action over avoidance, you strengthen your identity. You start building evidence that you can be trusted, even on the hard days. And the more evidence you build, the easier it gets to keep going. That's how confidence grows. Not from waiting, from doing. And here's the truth. Action changes how you feel, not always instantly, but it shifts your state. When you move your body, your chemistry changes. When you finish a task, your brain releases energy. When you follow through, your self-image improves. That's the emotional reward of action. You don't get it from thinking. You earn it through effort. You don't need to fix how you feel before you work out. You need to put your shoes on. You don't need to be in the perfect mood to study. You need to open the book. You don't need to feel confident to speak. You need to speak, and then build confidence from the experience. These are the real steps people avoid. And that avoidance is what creates more pain, not less. Because avoidance builds regret. It builds guilt. It builds anxiety. You think you're giving yourself relief, but you're only creating more discomfort down the road. The only way to break that pattern is to act your way through it. Do the thing. Don't negotiate with your feelings. They're not the enemy, but they are not the guide. Your actions are the guide. There will be days when your mind tells you it's not worth it, that you're not ready, that it's too hard, but you don't owe your mind agreement. You owe yourself results. And results come from consistent action, not consistent emotion. You won't always feel strong. That's okay. Be consistent instead. You won't always feel positive. That's okay. Be responsible instead. You won't always feel motivated. That's okay. Be disciplined instead. And if you can't be disciplined, be honest. Tell yourself, this is hard, but I'll do it anyway. That statement is powerful, because it separates how you feel from what you choose. Real growth is not about waiting for perfect emotion. It's about acting with purpose, no matter what's going on inside. And the more you live like this, the more your emotions begin to respect your actions. You no longer get pulled into every mental storm. You have direction. You have structure. You have self-control. This doesn't mean you ignore your feelings. You acknowledge them, but you don't let them decide. You say, yes, I'm tired, but I'll do what I can. You say, yes, I'm nervous, but I'll show up anyway. That's emotional maturity. That's what separates people who talk about change from people who live it. Some days, you'll have to work through resistance. That's part of the process. But the good news is, the more you act through resistance, the less power it holds. You start to feel stronger, not because life gets easier, but because you get better at handling life. That's the reward of consistent action. And action doesn't mean intensity. It means direction. You don't have to do everything. Just do the right next thing. The thing that keeps you on the path. Even a small action, done consistently, creates movement. And movement changes your mental state faster than motivation ever could. People ask how to feel more in control. The answer is always the same. Take action that aligns with your values, even when it's uncomfortable. Do the right thing, especially when it's not easy. Don't wait for your feelings to support you. Lead them, because your emotions are not permanent. They pass, but your actions stay. They leave a mark. They build a track record, and that track record becomes your identity. You're not trying to fake it. You're becoming it, through action, through effort, through steady repeated steps. Start noticing the moments when you hesitate. Catch them. Don't fight them. Redirect them. Ask yourself, what would the future version of me do right now? Then do that, not because it's easy, but because it's right. You are not supposed to feel great every day. You're supposed to be real. You're supposed to keep going. You're supposed to build something steady and strong, one action at a time. Not because you feel amazing, but because your life matters enough to be built even on the hard days. Stop chasing perfect moods. Start building patterns that don't depend on how you feel. Structure your time. Build small tasks into your morning. Reduce your decision. Make the routine so clear that your feelings don't get a vote. The more structure you build, the less energy you waste on convincing yourself to begin. You're not a machine, but you are capable of more than your emotions suggest. Don't make your feelings the main voice in your life. Let them be one of many. Listen, but don't obey. Respect, but don't surrender. This way of living takes practice. It takes patience. It takes courage. But it works. Over time, you'll stop waiting to feel right. You'll start doing what's right. And that's when your emotions begin to work with you instead of against you.
You don't need a perfect mindset to build discipline. You need repeated actions that build trust. And the more you trust yourself, the less power your doubts have. If today feels heavy, do one small thing anyway. If your mind feels loud, focus on one clear task. If you want to skip everything, choose one win instead. You don't need to fix your emotions. You need to move forward through them. That's how your future is built. Not by controlling how you feel, but by deciding how you live. Every choice, every step, until action becomes your habit, and strength becomes your identity.
Chapter 8. Design your routine to reduce overthinking daily. Overthinking drains your energy. It fills your head with too many options, too many doubts, and not enough action. When your mind is spinning all day, you lose focus, delay progress, and end up stuck in place. You replay conversations, you second-guess your decisions, you wonder if you're doing enough. This mental noise builds until even simple tasks feel overwhelming. The truth is, your mind is not tired because you work too hard. It's tired because it's been working on the wrong things, constantly thinking without direction. And the way out is not to think more, it's to think less by designing a routine that gives your brain a break from decision overload. Most people wake up and go through their day without a clear plan. They decide everything in the moment: when to eat, what to wear, what to do first, how to respond to interruptions. Every little choice requires thought, and when there's no structure, every decision feels heavier. Your brain gets pulled in different directions all day, and by the time it's evening, you feel exhausted without even knowing why. That's the hidden cost of overthinking. It steals your mental energy and gives you nothing back. But it doesn't have to stay this way. You can build a routine that protects your mind from drowning in options. You can create structure that limits how much you need to think about the basics. You can free up space in your head so you can use your thinking power for things that actually matter. Start by making the beginning of your day predictable. Don't leave your mornings open to chance. Set a clear sequence of actions you follow the moment you wake up, not something complicated, just a flow that helps your mind ease into the day. Maybe you stretch. Maybe you sit quietly. Maybe you review your main priorities. Maybe you move your body for a few minutes. Whatever the flow is, let it be consistent. When your morning has structure, you start the day with clarity instead of confusion. Then simplify your choices throughout the day. Choose your meals in advance. Lay out your clothes the night before. Use a checklist for your tasks, so you're not trying to remember everything. Set blocks of time for different types of work so your brain isn't constantly switching gears. These little details matter more than most people realize. They reduce the mental weight you carry, which lowers stress and increases focus. The more predictable your routine, the more freedom your mind has to think clearly. People think freedom means no structure, but that only leads to decision fatigue and emotional stress. Real freedom comes from knowing exactly what needs to happen and when. It removes the pressure to decide in the moment. It gives your brain rest, even while your body moves. When your routine is clear, you also reduce emotional noise. You don't spend all day wondering if you're behind. You don't question if you're doing the right thing. You don't compare yourself as much, because your day has a purpose and flow that fits you. That's one of the most important benefits of a good routine. It creates mental peace. You don't need to plan every second. You just need enough structure to guide your behavior without constant thinking. A good routine should feel like a support system, not a prison. It should help you flow through the day with less resistance and more focus. When it's done right, you won't even think about it. You'll just move through it naturally. That's the goal. And the truth is, overthinking is often a sign of too much freedom and not enough direction. When you leave your mind with too many open loops, it will try to solve everything at once.
That's why you have to close some of those loops with routine. You take control by making fewer choices and sticking to them. The more decisions you've already made in your schedule, the less mental space gets wasted. Start with your top three stress points. What parts of your day feel the most chaotic or uncertain? Build a system for each of those. If mornings are rushed, set your tasks the night before. If afternoons feel scattered, block a quiet hour to refocus. If evenings are full of distractions, decide in advance how you'll wind down. You don't need a perfect schedule, you need a repeatable flow. Even your digital space can add to overthinking. Notifications, messages, updates, they all demand your attention. If you don't control them, they'll break your focus all day long. Build limits. Set times to check your phone. Turn off alerts that don't matter. Protect your mental environment like your health depends on it, because it does, and don't forget to include rest. Your routine should have moments where your mind can slow down. Time to breathe. Time to process. Time to be quiet. You're not a machine. Your brain needs recovery, not just stimulation. When you give it space, it performs better. You make better decisions. You listen more clearly. You handle stress with more strength. A strong routine also trains your mind to stop overanalyzing. When your schedule has a rhythm, your brain gets used to acting instead of doubting. That action builds momentum, and momentum builds trust. You start believing in your ability to handle your day. That belief silences the noise. You also have to recognize when your routine needs to change. Life moves. Your needs shift. A routine that worked last year might not serve you now. That's not failure, it's growth. Be willing to adjust. But adjust with purpose, not randomness. Don't scrap your structure every time you feel restless. Make small changes that keep your routine effective and personal. Some people avoid routines because they associate them with boredom. But routine doesn't mean doing the same thing forever. It means reducing the number of meaningless decisions, so you can focus on meaningful work. It means protecting your brain from exhaustion by removing mental clutter. It means living with more clarity, not less freedom. You want to stop overthinking? Then stop trying to manage your life in your head. Build a routine that carries some of the weight for you. Let your calendar work for you. Let your habits support you. Let your system guide your focus, so your mind can breathe. Overthinking thrives in uncertainty. It grows when nothing is planned, nothing is tracked, and nothing is clear. A good routine brings that clarity back. It doesn't just save time, it protects your energy. It helps you make faster decisions. It lets you focus on what actually moves your life forward. And when your brain isn't working overtime to manage the basics, you have more space for creativity, connection, and calm. You start feeling more present. You notice more. You enjoy more. That's not a small benefit. It's the foundation of a better life. So design your day with intention. Build in routines that serve your focus, not steal it. Anchor your mornings. Protect your afternoons. Wind down your evenings. Limit distractions. Structure your work. Schedule your rest. And let your system hold you steady, so your mind can stop spinning and start living. The goal is not to live like a robot. The goal is to live with more peace, less noise, and a clear mind that can handle real life without falling apart. And that starts with one simple habit at a time. Built into a routine that works for you. Make it yours. Keep it simple. Let it grow. And watch your overthinking begin to fade.
Chapter 9. Stay with systems when results feel too slow. Sticking to your system is easy when things are working. When the results start showing up. When progress feels fast. When you're getting noticed, praised, or even just feeling a little better. Staying committed feels natural. But the real test comes when things move slowly. When you keep doing the right thing, but nothing seems to change. When you show up again and nothing shifts, that's where most people quit. Not because they're incapable, but because they start doubting the process. They confuse a slow result with failure. But the truth is, slow results are part of every real transformation. The outcome isn't delayed because something is wrong. It's delayed because the process is working below the surface. Quietly, gradually, building something real. This is where your patience is either built or broken. You can't expect immediate rewards for deep change. You're not trying to patch your life, you're rebuilding it, and rebuilding takes time. The problem is, in a world built on instant feedback, we get used to fast results. Fast news, fast answers, fast likes, and when progress doesn't come fast, we assume it's not working. But life doesn't reward urgency, it rewards consistency. And consistency isn't proven in good times, it's proven when you keep going without applause. There will be days when you wonder why you're still trying. Days when it feels like all your effort is going unnoticed. Days when you think, this should be working by now. And on those days, you have to remember why you started. Not for immediate results. Not for quick change. But because you wanted to live with more intention, more clarity and more control, your system isn't built to impress. It's built to stabilize, to keep you grounded when motivation runs out, to keep you focused when distractions tempt you, to hold you steady when nothing external gives you validation. That's why it matters more than any short-term success. A system that keeps you going is more valuable than one that gets you quick results and then disappears. You're not weak for feeling discouraged. Your hubris often feels invisible. But just because you can't see it, doesn't mean it's not happening. Some changes take longer, because they're rebuilding parts of you that took years to fall apart. It's not about intensity, it's about repetition. You show up, you do the work, and you let the process unfold. If you stop now, you'll never know what was possible. You'll go back to the same cycle, start strong, quit early, start again, quit again. That loop isn't caused by failure, it's caused by impatience. You didn't give the system enough time to prove itself. But if you stay with it long enough, it starts to reward you in ways that can't be measured at first. Every time you show up when it's hard, you build mental strength. Every time you follow your routine when it feels pointless, you build resilience. Every time you stick to your habits without needing a result, you reinforce discipline. And over time, those small efforts compound. They don't show up on day one. They don't always appear in obvious ways. But they're changing your wiring. They're changing your standard. They're changing the way you respond to life. You have to stop thinking of your system as something you only follow when you feel like it. It's not there for the good days. It's there for the days that test you. You don't rise to the level of your goals. You stay at the level of your habits. And when results slow down, that's your opportunity to decide who you really are. Are you someone who needs fast feedback to stay consistent? Or are you someone who shows up no matter what? Most people quit because they want progress to feel dramatic. But real progress is quiet. It's in the small decisions. It's in the daily commitment. It's in the refusal to give up. That's what sets you apart. Not how fast you improve, but how long you stay with what's right. Think about it like this. If you plant a seed, you don't see the roots growing. You water it. You wait. You give it sunlight. And for weeks, it might look like nothing is happening. But something is happening. It's building strength underground. It's getting ready to break the surface. And when it does, growth begins to appear faster. But only because you were patient enough to wait for it. Your habits are like that. You won't always see the benefit right away, but if you stop watering the system, you'll never get the result. You'll never reach the part where things start to flow easier, where your identity changes, where your effort finally meets the outcome.
You need to accept that the delay is part of the development. You're not just changing your life, you're changing how you live. That takes more than a few days or weeks. That takes repetition, even when the results are quiet. When things feel slow, double down on what works. Don't overcomplicate it. Don't add more just to feel productive. Stay with your basic structure. Trust your foundation. Keep doing the habits you committed to. Don't rush to fix what isn't broken, just because it's not fast. You don't need to feel progress every day. You just need to stay in motion. And when you do, the results start building up behind the scene. One day, you look back, and you're not in the same place anymore. Not because something magical happened, but because you didn't quit when things got quiet. Progress has seasons. Sometimes it's visible. Sometimes it's internal. But all of it counts. The hard part is staying consistent when the reward isn't instant. That's where most give up. That's where most look for shortcuts. But that's exactly where your future is being built. You're not supposed to feel amazing every day. You're supposed to stay honest with your effort. You're supposed to keep your word to yourself, even when nobody else knows. That's how self-respect is built. That's how confidence grows. Not from big achievements, but from quiet consistency. You'll know your system is strong when you keep following it, even when progress slows down. When you don't need external praise. When you don't measure success by speed. When you value effort over emotion. That's when you start living with strength. The world will always tell you to move faster, to look for shortcuts, to chase quick wins. But shortcuts cost more in the long run, because when you skip the slow work, you skip the growth. And when things get hard, you have nothing to fall back on. Your system is your safety net. It's what holds you up when everything else feels uncertain. It's what keeps you grounded when life throws you off. And the only way it works is if you stay with it, especially when it feels like it's not working. You don't build your future on hype, you build it on steady repetition, on doing the work, not once, but again and again, on waking up each day and deciding to continue even when you're tired, even when you're unsure, even when results are quiet. If it feels slow, that's okay, it's not broken, it's building. You don't need to force speed, you need to trust the rhythm. Show up. Follow through. Repeat. That's the formula. It's not exciting, but it works. And when you stay with it long enough, something incredible happens. Your system becomes part of you. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to push yourself. It becomes who you are. And from that place, results start to grow faster. Not because you tried harder, but because you stayed long enough to let the work do what it's meant to do. That's how you win. Not by rushing, but by refusing to quit when the progress feels slow. Stay with your system. Let time work for you. Keep building. Keep showing up. Keep proving to yourself that you're someone who doesn't need quick results to stay committed. Because that mindset will carry you further than any burst of motivation ever could.
Chapter 10. Let your habits speak louder than your goals. People talk a lot about what they want. They write goals in notebooks. They set deadlines in apps. They speak about dreams with emotion. But goals don't mean anything without the actions to back them up. Goals are statements. Habits are proof. What you repeat every day matters more than what you promise yourself once a year. Your goals can be inspiring, but your habits are what tell the truth. They reveal what you actually believe. They show what matters to you, not just in theory, but in practice. It's easy to say you want change. It's harder to live in a way that makes it happen. You don't need to tell people what you're working toward. They'll see it in how you move. They'll notice it in your consistency. They'll recognize it in your discipline. When your actions speak for you,
You don't have to announce your intentions. Your habits make the message clear. Setting goals can be exciting. It gives you direction. It makes you feel like you're planning something important. But it's only the starting point. After the goal is written down, the question becomes, what will you do today to honor that goal? Most people never answer that. They stay in the space between dreaming and doing. They plan, they hope, they wait. But nothing changes until you act, and that action has to become your pattern, not a one-time push. If you say your health matters, but your daily routine includes no movement, no awareness of what you eat, no commitment to rest, your habits are louder than your goal. If you say you want to grow financially, but you never review your spending, never learn about saving, never show up to the work, your habits have already spoken. If you say you want to live with more peace, but you stay connected to stress, distractions, and drama every day, your habits are showing what you really allow. This isn't about guilt, it's about responsibility. Your habits are in your hands. You control what you do with your time, your energy, your focus. You decide whether your actions line up with your values. And every day, you are either reinforcing your identity or weakening it. You are either becoming stronger or more scattered. There's no in between. You don't need to chase a goal that stays out of reach. You need to become the kind of person who lives like they've already arrived. Someone who shows up, not because they feel like it, but because that's who they are. Someone who doesn't wait for motivation, because discipline has become their lifestyle. This way of living is not about perfection, it's about alignment. Are you doing what matters, even when nobody is watching? Are you repeating the kind of behavior that creates real progress? Are your days structured to support your growth, or distract from it? These are the questions that shape your future. Your habits are what you do when it's boring, when it's hard, when you don't feel like doing anything. That's when your character shows. That's when your system either holds you or drops you. If you have to rely on willpower every day, you'll burn out. But if your habits are clear and consistent, they'll carry you through without asking for too much mental effort. This is why daily actions matter more than big announcements. You can tell yourself you're going to change. You can post about your goals. You can tell your friends. But if your habits don't change, nothing else will. The world doesn't need more promises. It needs more follow-through. Every day, you are creating patterns. Those patterns become your identity, and your identity influences every future decision. When you start viewing your habits as the foundation of who you're becoming, you stop treating them casually. You protect them. You refine them. You show up for them because they are shaping the next version of you. Goals often exist in the future. Habits exist right now. Goals ask you to wait. Habits ask you to act. You don't control when the results will come, but you do control what you repeat. And when you build habits that reflect your values, you start living with integrity. You become the person you've been hoping to be, not later, but now. This mindset shifts everything. You stop needing inspiration to get started. You stop relying on big wins to feel progress. You start valuing quiet consistency. You understand that real change is built in moments that seem small, waking up early, choosing focus over distraction, saying no when it's easier to say yes, putting in effort when nobody's watching. These habits are not glamorous, but they're powerful. They create stability. They build momentum. They shape your days into something you're proud of, not because they make headlines, but because they help you live with purpose. If you want people to respect your path, don't talk louder. Live clearer. Let your behavior speak for you. Let your routine show what you're about. Let your follow-through tell the story. People trust consistency more than words, and so should you. Even on your worst days, your habits can guide you. When you're tired, when your mind is loud, when motivation disappears, Your habits remain. They are the anchor that keeps you steady, but you have to build them before you need them. You can't create a system in the middle of chaos. You have to build it in the quiet. One decision at a time. Start small. Make it sustainable. Focus on habits that are realistic and repeatable. Choose actions that you can maintain, even when life is messy. Don't try to prove something with intensity. Prove it with consistency. Over time, your habits become automatic. You no longer think about them. You just do them. And that's when you've won. Not because the goal is reached, but because your lifestyle now matches the vision you once wrote down. There's something powerful about waking up each day and knowing exactly how to move. No hesitation, no confusion, just a clear system that reflects your priority. That's what builds self-respect. Not big achievements, but steady behavior that matches your words. Let your habits build trust with yourself. Let them be your quiet promise kept. Let them speak when you're tired of explaining. When someone asks how you stay consistent, you won't have to say much. Your life will show it. Your actions will answer. So the next time you think about your goals, check your habits first. Ask yourself if you're living in a way that makes your goal inevitable. Ask yourself if your routine supports the future you say you want. And if the answer is no, adjust. Not someday, now. You don't have to make noise to make progress. You just have to stay in motion. Your habits are the most honest measure of who you are becoming. They tell the story without needing to explain. And when they're strong, you become unstoppable. Not because of what you want, but because of what you do. Let your habits lead. Let them speak louder than any goal you've set. Because when the doing is right, the results take care of themselves. Not overnight, but over time. Quietly, powerfully, and without needing a single word.